AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Late Saturday night, President Biden declared that a major disaster exists in California. That means an order for quick federal aid to supplement local recovery efforts as storm after storm batters the state, helping with the long drought, but also causing flooding, landslides, and mudslides. How bad? At least 19 deaths are now blamed on those storms.
For all the focus that is wildfires in the state of California, just consider the last 2 years. We never had anything like that in terms of civilian deaths. So these weather events have taken more lives in the last 2 years than wildfires. That's how deadly these are.
Governor Gavin Newsom. Although there are big differences in the Biden and Trump responses to documents marked classified found in their homes, the Biden White House announced more of them on Saturday.
Republicans are using this opportunity to call President Biden a hypocrite after his criticism of former President Trump. And Democrats, while they've been quick to point out the differences between the two cases, including the number of documents, about 300 were seized or recovered from Mar-a-Lago, and the fact that President Biden is cooperating with the National Archives and the Department of Justice, privately, some West Wing staffers and Democratic officials have expressed frustration at the way the White House has slow-rolled this information.
Correspondent Christina Ruffini. Correspondent Michael George has been looking into the ever-higher price of eggs.
What was once a cheap breakfast staple in almost every kitchen has somehow become a luxury item.
It's like $8 a dozen for a jumbo egg, which is ridiculous.
Even as inflation is cooling, the cost of eggs keeps rising. Last January, the average price for a dozen eggs was under $2. But by December, it had more than doubled to over $4. The main reason for the skyrocketing price is the deadliest outbreak of avian flu in U.S. history. Tens of millions of birds have died or been slaughtered.
Now overseas to the capital of Ukraine, once again under missile attack from Russia, as are other regions. Correspondent Deborah Patta reports the bloodiest battles now for control of the eastern town of Soledar.
Instrumental in this push, Russian oligarch Yevgeny Prigozhin, who wants his Wagner troops to get all the credit. He released this footage claiming he was in Soledar handing out medals to his men. They captured it in 2 weeks, he boasted. They're probably the most experienced army in the world. The truth is, these men are convicts, recruited from prisons around Russia and pardoned under dubious circumstances in exchange for fighting on the front line.
Britain now plans to help Ukraine with some tanks. At least 32 people have died in the crash of a passenger plane with 72 aboard in central Nepal. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
In the NFL playoffs, the Jacksonville Jaguars came back from down 27 in the second quarter to edge the L.A. Chargers 31-30 earlier. The San Francisco 49ers over the Seattle Seahawks 41-23. More sports news, the start of the first of the tennis majors down under.
Novak Djokovic was sensationally deported from Australia ahead of last year's Australian Open because he was not vaccinated against COVID. But he's now been allowed back for this year's competition.
The support that I've been getting in the last 10 days was was something that I don't think I've experienced too many times in my life.
Rafael Nadal and Americans Taylor Fritz and Coco Gauff are among the other headline attractions. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Medical news, the World Health Organization pleading with China to keep releasing information about its recent wave of infections, COVID infections. China's announced nearly 60,000 deaths since early December. Tom Foti, CBS News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sky Road Fly, that is Future Bullet. You are here on Max Inc. Heavy, and I am Rocker, here with you till midnight. Before that, Common Threads, Woo Without Flair, and that started off Max Inc. Heavy. Hey, we have the $1 million giveaway here at Civic Media. We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations and doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with our Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the application date Thursday, January 26th only. It starts at 9 a.m. on January 26th. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be part of the conversation and happening there. Full details at civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everybody know that you heard about that on Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Radio. Right now, let's keep it rolling. We have some Cold Black River, Feast of the Undead. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Stride and you feel that you find. Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you. up, minions and mortals? This is Fang von Rathenstein, lead singer of the most metal band on earth, the Lords of the Trident, and you are currently unplugged from politics on Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
The most metal band on earth. That is Madison's Lord of the Trident. That's from their first album, Chains on Fire, in 2011. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, we heard Flying Fuzz. And Flying Fuzz, they're going to be doing a show. They're going to be supporting the Nile Club for their CD release party with Lunar Moth and Shuby. That's going to be January 21st at the Rigby in Madison. Kicking off that set was Cold Black River, Feast of the Undead. We'll be right back in just a moment.
CBS News Brief. There are scattered evacuation orders out for small communities in Santa Cruz and Sacramento counties as California gets yet more rain. Governor Gavin Newsom in Merced County.
It is wonderful to hear, knock on wood, no lives lost in this county, despite the lives lost in other parts of this state. And that's something people should be proud of, but also mindful we're not out of the woods.
Lawyers for President Biden found more documents marked classified at his Delaware home, political analyst Larry Sabato.
This has been, if not a political disaster, then certainly a great disappointment to Democrats.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns the U.S. is likely to reach its debt limit this coming Thursday, a warning not welcomed by CBS News contributor Javier David.
You may very well have a scenario that the U.S. will default on its debt. That means bills won't get paid, interest payments won't get made, and it could be borderline catastrophic for the U.S. economy.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
This is Bert Funnel, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people!
Come on down into my bed.
your flesh from the others. I need a lampshade to match my new rug.
This is Nick from The First Rule. You're listening to Max Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Baby, come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Baby, come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Baby, come on, baby, will you let me know? Baby, come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Baby, come on, baby, won't you take my hand? I'll show you something.
That is Sir No Sir, Play for Keeps here on Max and Kevy. Before that, Alternative Radio out of Milwaukee, Baby Let Me Know. They're going to be playing down in Chicago next week, so I'll keep you posted when they're back in the Mad City or Milwaukee area again. The First Rule out of Janesville, they were before that with Little Miss Narcissist. There's the name of that song. And we opened that up with the Fiendish Phantoms and Ed. I'm Rocker. This is Maxine Kevy. Right now, coming up, the Skin Tones are going to be releasing their fourth album, the first one in 15 years. And they're going to be releasing it on March 31st, playing a show with the Pimps. It's going to be online. We're still waiting for some of the info to come out on that. But we got a little bit of time. Right now, let's listen to some brand new Skin Tones. This is Played in America. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
Negative, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.